from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Port Trent. Pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Joining us on the line right now is Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day. Be delicious. Mr. Tucker, welcome to the show. How you doing, sir?
I am doing awesome. Great to be on with you guys. Great to be on up in Boston.
Yes, it's been a while since we've heard you here. I know you're on your way over to, where are you going? Buffalo, Miami? I know you're going to call that game. Where's the game at?
It is in Miami, and yes, I'll be doing that game national radio, West of One. And then the Monday after that, I'm doing Bills Jaguars. So
okay.
Somehow doing the first three Bills games. On Sunday I did their game against the Cardinals for CBS. So I'm like, I'm basically like the Scott Zolak of the Bills right now, I feel like, for the first three games.
So, Ross, what was your reaction to the Patriots win? Because obviously they were a heavy underdog, and we were just talking about nationally, it seems like a lot of the perspective is the Bengals lost the game, the Patriots didn't actually win it, but Gerard Mayo, first time on the sideline, young coach, replacing Bill Belichick, Jacoby Brissett, they get the job done against Joe Burrow and company. Do you give them more credit for it, or do you feel like this is a game that the Bengals lost?
No, I give the Patriots more credit for it. I mean, you mentioned it. They were pretty significant underdogs. It's funny because I have a betting podcast, the Even Money podcast, and my co-host, you know, teased, not to get too into the weeds, but he liked the Bengals, let's put it that way. And I couldn't do it because of the uncertainty with Ja'Marr Chase, mm-hmm. right? I just couldn't do that. Plus the uncertainty of week one, right, which is always sort of a unique entity unto itself. I'll just say I am thrilled for Gerard Mayo and those players, in particular Gerard Mayo. I mean, my co-host on that Even Money betting podcast, He thought that the Patriots would go winless. And I don't know if he plays the
bet. Is your co-host my co-host, Ross? Because my co-host said the same thing.
Yeah, that was me, Ross.
He liked the juice on that bet, that's for sure.
I actually bet that they would go 0-17, and I already lost that bet.
That's unbelievable. So I think what I'm most impressed by, like Gerard Mayo, he had those guys ready to play. He had the perfect game plan to win that game, right?
I'd say yes. I mean, that was a game plan that certainly worked out against a high-powered Bengals offense. I guess the question is, going forward, an offense that scores 16 points per game is going to be down around the bottom of offenses in the NFL, right? I mean, I think we both agree with that. Can they diversify? Can they expand? Can they become something more than what we saw in week one?
I think they eventually will, and probably when Drake May takes the reins, whenever that is, I think that they will slowly but surely start to expound upon the offense a little bit and what they're doing. But I just love the fact that they ran the rock right down the Bengals' throat. I mean, if you're the Bengals, you have to know that's what they're going to do. They're going to try to run the ball and control the clock, and yet they still weren't able to really stop them. And then defensively, even without Judon, I would say they played much better than I thought they would. Keon White was awesome. And so I think the key to the Patriots season is just the big upgrade at head coach, you know, to be able to get a guy like Jerod Mayo. I'm saying that tongue-in-cheek, guys, just so you know.
I was going to say, I was wondering, I was giving you a chance to finish the sentence, but I was like, did he just say big upgrade at head coach?
Well, I'm saying that tongue-in-cheek, but I don't know. I don't know if they win that game if Belichick's the coach. Obviously he's a fantastic coach, but I think it's pretty clear that those guys really, really want to win and want to play for Mayo. And I guess you would have to tell me, you're around them more than I am, but I'm just not sure that was really the case anymore with Bill.
No, they definitely, things had soured in that building, in that locker room. And then the more you lose, you know this, losing kind of compiles and compounds on top of itself. And that was the story of last year, and that's why we have the change. I will say, from a Belichick perspective, since you brought him up, I just wanted to touch on that, because now you're an expert in his field, right? He used to be your coach, but
right
now you're the more experienced broadcaster. Have you had any reactions to what you've seen from your former coach in the media?
Not really. I can't remember. You know what? I didn't write an article about it. I wanted to, but I didn't. You know, this is, in my mind, sort of all part of the plan. And I think it's a smart plan, right? You know, he needs to ingratiate himself with fan bases and prove that he's not, you know, the curmudgeon that everybody thinks he is, because I think that was a big part of people not wanting to hire him this offseason. So now that he's not coaching, he's smiling a little bit, he's cracking some jokes. And so what happens is, by the end of the year, more and more...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Or people will say, you know, I kind of like that guy. I kind of like Belichick. I kind of like him. You know, he's not a bad guy. He's not a jerk. I kind of like him. He's funny, and because they're seeing a different side of him. And then also, by the end of this year, they'll kind of forget how bad the last couple years were in New England. And they'll just remember the Super Bowls he won and his track record. it's just funny because, you know, I do these hits for Odyssey stations all over the country, right? Mm-hmm. And nobody in Carolina wanted him. Nobody in Washington wanted him. I was, like, shocked. Atlanta didn't want him. I mean, I would go on and I would say, do your callers want him? Do your fans want him? And they said, nope, nope, nope. That's going to change. I mean, that is going to change. By the end of this year, there's going to be multiple fan bases, including probably the Giants fan base for sure, who are going to say, we would love to have Belichick. Oh, my gosh, please let us have Belichick. It's just funny how time and perception, including based on perception, based on what he's doing in the media, can change people's opinions.
We're talking to Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Ross, in the first week, and I know it's just 1 week here, but more than half the quarterbacks in the NFL threw for under 200 yards, including guys like Dak Prescott and some other big names. Is there some kind of reset coming on in the NFL this year? We've been talking about high-flying offenses and the importance of these contracts for quarterbacks and wide receivers. Is there an adjustment coming, do you think, this season?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I do think that defenses are doing a better job of taking away explosive plays because they've seen all the analytics data about how turnovers and explosive plays are by far the two biggest determining factors in the outcome of a game. So everybody's so geared up to stop these explosive plays that it's going to be hard to get as many, you know, 400 or 300-yard passing games. But I think the bigger thing is probably just the fact that, you know, these guys don't play in the preseason at all. Not at all. Mm. It's different. You know, I mean, the game I called, the Bills and Cardinals, it was clear that, you know, the receivers and quarterbacks weren't always on the same page. You know, the defenses are throwing at you all kinds of disguises and different looks that you haven't seen, that you've never gone against, et cetera, et cetera. And I just think it's going to take a couple weeks before these offenses kind of get in gear and get in a little bit more rhythm. Not that they're going to light it up every week, but I think the average passing yards per game, I believe, will just sort of continue to go up over the course of the season.
Ross, what were your perceptions of the AFC East in terms of, I mean, everybody knows it's sort of a three-team race and then the Patriots, but the Bills were in a dogfight, the Jets, tough game where they go out to San Francisco, offense didn't look great, but against a really good defense, Dolphins had to come back in a bit of a dogfight. What is your perception of sort of how those three teams rank, and has anything changed after 1 week?
Well, I would say I would say the most concerning aspect for the three quote-unquote contenders would be the Jets defensively. It's just so Jets that they finally have a quarterback, and he wasn't awesome, but he gave them top 15 quarterback play for the week, right, mm-hmm. in Aaron Rodgers, which, I mean, based on the last 10 years, I think a lot of Jets fans would cut off like the tip of their pinky for top 15 quarterback play. And they got that. And then right once when they get that, they can't play defense. It's just unbelievable. It's like so Jets. So that's the thing that's the biggest takeaway, I guess, for me out of all those teams. The Bills are kind of beat up on defense. You know, to not have Milano, and now sounds like Taron Johnson, their nickel might go on IR. I mean, you could argue that's their two best players on defense. So they're going to have to win shootouts. And I don't think the Dolphins are great defensively either. I mean, they made a nice play. Howland did the safety to punch the ball out of ETN for the Jags on the goal line. The Jags were about to go up 24-7, and they made that play, and they came back, and that was a – I mean, both the Dolphins and the Bills had really resilient wins coming back down from double digits. But I don't know that any of those teams looked overly impressive to me. I don't know that I looked at any of them and thought, wow, they really look good. I don't think that's the case. I mean, I think right now, at least, with the Dolphins still having their defensive guys coming back from injury, some of them, and they lost Wilkins, I don't think there's like a 12-win team in the division. I think, you know, there's maybe two or three 9-11-win teams, but there's not a team that's going to kind of run away with it.
All right, we'll leave it right there then. Ross Tucker, thanks so much for the time. We look forward to talking with you all season long.
Yeah, can't wait. Thanks, guys, for having me.
All right, Ross. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. A lot of good stuff there from Tucker. We'll dive into that right after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.